you know I'm gonna give them right back. Cause that's a kissing good away.
That's a kissing good way.
That's a kissing good away.
A kissing good way.
That's a kissing good way to mess around and fall in love. Because I was alone.
Ooh-hoo.
You came around a wooing.
Wow.
You better ask somebody if you don't know what you're doing.
Now you kiss me and you rock my soul. Don't come around knocking rock and roll. Cause that's a rocking good way.
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 That's a rocking good way to mess around. What you're doing.
Now you kiss me and you rock my soul.
You kiss me too.
Don't come around knocking rock and roll.
Oh.
That's a rocking good way.
That's a rocking good way.
Oh, that's a rocking good way.
That's a rocking good way.
That's a rocking good way to mess around and fall in love.
Ooh, oh, that's a rocking good way to mess around and fall in love.
That's a rocking good way.
Well, that was Anita Harris, and a rocking good way, and we're welcoming Peter Gill on the phone. Can you hear us, Peter?
I certainly can, James, yes.
Fantastic. Well, it's lovely to have you with us. Thank you very much for joining us. You, Peter, are going to be here on the Isle of Wight, of course, next Wednesday with the wonderful Anita Harris at 2:30 over at the Shanklin Theatre. And, you know, it's funny because I remember growing up with Anita Harris being on the television every night.
Absolutely. I mean, she was really the go-to girl for all these especially variety shows, but of course she was in the Music Box, she was on Morecambe and Wise, she was on everything, really.
And I think she was actually in two Carry On films, wasn't she?
She was, yes. Carry On, Follow That Camel, and Carry On, Doctor.
Well, I remember those very well. I always seem to remember whenever there was a quiz show, there was always Anita Harris on.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, she as I said, she was the go-to girl. I mean, because obviously she's such lovely, lovely personality, and you know, she just always made a great guest.
Yeah, well, and we've just heard that new single, A Rocking Good Way, and we're just going to hear the other, well, actually, the primary tune of that single, In My Life, which is a remix of a famous Beatles track.
Yep.
So what can we expect from you and her next week, Peter?
A wonderful afternoon. I mean, Anita's the most perfect host, but basically she'll be taking us and the audience through her life, with an excellent smattering of song. I mean, she's still a wonderful, wonderful singer.
Yeah.
So she'll be performing her favourite songs from her life and her favourite hits, and you know, taking the audience through this wonderful story of all the people she's met and all the things she's done, it really is a wonderful often. As I said, I mean, she met and worked with so many people like Morecambe and Wise, Peter Sellers, Spike Milligan. You know, the list is almost endless. Clive Dunn, who's wonderful friends
with
Richard James, of course, all the Carry On team. You know, there was a time where you'd worked with Anita Harris.
I know. I remember David Nixon used to do stuff with her, didn't he?
With David Nixon on the Magic Box.
Yeah. No, I remember all of that. So very, very happy memories, and it's brilliant that you're coming to the Isle of Wight. But Peter, let's talk a little bit about you, because you're a very versatile artist yourself, I understand. I mean, you come to the Isle of Wight on a number of occasions, don't you, to do musical events?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think you've got a swing band.
I have. I love music, so yeah. I tend to create as many different things as I can, just to give me the excuse to perform music. But I've got a swing band, sort of a Frank Sinatra style, rat packy style swing band. And we tour all over with that. But I came to the island last, I think it was, doing a Jerry Lee Lewis tribute show.
Oh right.
It was this Jerry Lee Lewis story which I wrote, and we came over to the Medina Theatre for that.
Yeah.
I do a lot of solo shows performing the songs of Noel Coward and of the American satirist Tom Lehrer.
Yeah.
As I said, the swing, and also I've written a couple of World War One based plays. So
fantastic.
I try to keep busy and try to get out performing as much as I can.
Well, you're both very welcome over to the Isle of Wight next week.
We're looking forward to it very much.
Sorry about all the background noise here. We're having a new green room put in. That's Judith's champagne bar just being installed, you can probably hear. 2:30 is a brilliant time to do it. So I hope as many people can come as possible. I know there are still a few seats left, so if people want to get in there quickly, they just need to go to www.shanklintheatre.com. Sounds like a wonderful afternoon.
It will be, and of course you'll be pleased to meet anybody afterwards as well.
So oh, that's lovely.
Get things signed.
No, I think a lot of people will sort of love to sort of go back to those sort of glorious days in the 60s and 70s when everything was sort of really cosy. And, you know, Anita Harris always sort of gives me a very warm glow.
Yeah, and she will do as well.
Fantastic. Well, look, thank you very much. Let's listen to her latest single, In My Life. And Peter, welcome to the Isle of Wight next week, and have a wonderful show.
Thank you, James. I'm sure we will.
Great to speak to you. Thank you. Cheers. Bye.
There are places I remember all my life, though some have changed, some forever. Friends and lovers, there is no one compares with you. And these memories lose their meaning when I think of love as something new. Though I know I'll never lose affection for people and things that went before, I know I'll often stop. In my life, I love you more. Though I know I'll never lose affection for people and things that went before.